Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message that I was sharing last week from 2 Chronicles, the 14th through the 16th chapter, looking at events in the life of a king of Judah by the name of Asa. And just by way of quick review, or perhaps for those who didn't hear the broadcast last week, I'd like to share just some highlights of his life, what we see recorded in chapter 14 of 2 Chronicles. And it says, Abijah, his father, slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And it goes on in that chapter saying that he built fenced cities, that the land was at rest, and there was no war for 10 years because the Lord had given him rest. And so they prospered. He built up the army. And then in verse 9 of that same chapter, it says, And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000 thousands and 300 chariots and came unto Maresha. And Asa went out against him, and they set battle in array in the valley of Zephathah at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. You might be feeling like that today. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go out against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. What a powerful prayer to pray. And as that chapter continues, it says, The Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa. They fled, and Asa and the people pursued them, and they were destroyed before the Lord, before his host, and also then they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. They spoiled all the cities, and there was exceeding much spoil in them. And they had an abundance of sheep and camels in abundance. They returned to Jerusalem. And then the Lord, in chapter 15, sent a prophet to Asa by the name of Azariah. He went out to meet them, and he said, he was also speaking to all of Judah. He said, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. And then he goes on with a brief history lesson. He says that for a long time Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest, without law. But when Israel was in trouble, they sought God. He was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. So when we forsake the Lord, when we maybe acknowledge that he is God, but if we turn away from following him, there's a price to pay. And so the word of the Lord from Azariah was, "Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when he heard these prophetic words from Azariah the prophet, and also another prophet, they don't share what he said, but he said he took courage. He put away all the idols, and he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And also many from Israel came to join him. They gathered themselves at Jerusalem. They offered unto the Lord at the same time the spoil which they had recovered from their enemies. And also, significantly, they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all of their heart and with all of their soul. And Asa was so strong on this, he said, if anyone's not going to serve the Lord, they'll be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And in verse 15, it says, Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all of their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also, very interesting detail, his own mother, Asa's mother, he removed her from being queen, the word tells us, because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. And so we see that this king of Judah prospered because he sought the Lord. He encouraged his people to do that. And then in chapter 16, and that's where we were at, as we were concluding last week, there was another test that came to Asa. And now this was after that he had enjoyed prosperity, had increased in wealth and prestige and power. And it says, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against him. And so what did Asa do? And this is so often, we see this, it's just human nature. Once we prosper, we begin to rely on our own resources, on our own strategies. So he brought out the silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord, verse 2 says, and of the king's house. And he sent an envoy to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. And he says, there's a league between us, as there was between your father and my father. And he basically says, break your league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And so the king of Syria did that. And it came to pass when Baasha heard it, they smote various cities in Israel, that he left off building Ramah, the work ceased. And then we see another prophet again come to Asa, Hananiah by name. And he says, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. He reminds him of the victory he had with the Ethiopians. Verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord, what a beautiful passage, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, thou shalt from henceforth have wars. Asa was wroth. He put him in a prison, for he was in a rage because of this thing, and he also oppressed some of the people at the same time. And so that's, I reviewed this. I took the time to review it so you could have a picture of this godly king of Judah and the victories God gave him when he sought the Lord. And this is a powerful example to us. And as we go on, and this is where we're starting afresh now in the story of Asa, in that same chapter we read in verses 12 and 13, and let me share that with you. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign, and they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had made for himself in the city of David. So, what are the lessons that we can learn? It says that he was diseased in his feet, and this disease was so terrible, he was undoubtedly in constant pain. And the word says, Asa's disease was exceedingly great, yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. Now, was it Asa seeking the help of physicians that was a sin? No. But what we are seeing here is he was trusting in the arm of flesh and refused to trust in the Lord. He didn't even ask the Lord to help him. It says he sought not the Lord. Beloved, these are powerful lessons for us. When we disobey God, when we put our faith and trust in other things other than the Lord, it's not going to turn out well for us. We will be defeated without Christ. The world needs people of faith. He demonstrated faith, Asa did, early in his kingship when the Ethiopians came against him. And they were outnumbered 2-1. But as he prayed, he said, God, whether there's few or many, it's nothing for you to help. And God showed himself strong in behalf of the people of Judah. And the world today needs people like you, beloved, who aren't afraid to pray and witness and give and to keep the gospel of power going forth. We have a great responsibility. With the revelation of Jesus Christ given to us comes a very great and awesome responsibility. If we bear fruit as branches on the vine, we do well. But what does Jesus say? If we don't, we'll be cut off. Remember God's word through Azariah to Asa. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. If the Lord Jesus Christ has a church, a living tabernacle, if you please, not four walls and a ceiling, that's not the true church of Jesus. The true church of Jesus Christ is alive and well and on the move. And God is calling every believer, every leader, every pastor, every church member to seek his face as never before. And when we do, we will be found of him. But if we forsake him, he will forsake us. He will leave us to our own devices. And that never turns out well. Beloved, there's so much more to share, but my time is coming to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayer support. UCM Partners, you're dearly loved, and I pray for you every day, as well as you, my radio family. If you have a prayer need, this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence that God has raised up over 50 years ago. If the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart, he has a reason for doing that. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.